Hello and welcome to Navigate with HSBC, a podcast series where we dive deep into investing and market trends that help you make informed decisions. Today, we will explore the current market landscape, risk management strategies, and the evolving role of alternative investment funds. And joining me for this discussion is none other than Prashant Jain, the founder and CIO of 3P Investment Managers, a legendary seasoned investor who's navigated multiple market cycles, created a serious amount of wealth for all his investors. Thank you so much, Prashant, for joining in. It's an absolute honor and a pleasure speaking with you. Different from the Nifty's own sector weights, how would you, you know, construct a portfolio as against the Nifty weights? How much more would you give to a particular sector versus others?
This is a unique market. In this, the dispersion in valuations compared to the 15-year average valuations of various sectors is one of the lowest that I have seen.
Right.
So very few sectors we can say are sharply overvalued or undervalued.
Right.
I mean, still having said that, the sectors where we are overweight are banking, life insurance, pharmaceuticals, utilities. And we have a slightly higher underweight is in the consumer staples.
That's okay.
And a small underweight in the technology sector.
You've navigated multiple market cycles. Where do you think we are right now? And with interest rates likely to go down in India and the difference between, you know, the US rates and Indian interest rates narrowing a lot further than what it's already done, where do you see, you know, one should be? How should one approach investing?
So I think this is a very balanced market in terms of sectoral valuations, in terms of aggregate market valuations. Nifty is trading around 16 to 17 times calendar 26 earnings, which is just about right. India's cost of capital has dipped. The gap between India and US is roughly 2.25%.
Yeah.
It used to be much higher because the gap in inflation used to be a lot higher.
Right.
These multiples are quite reasonable for a 10-12% earnings CAGR, which I think is the right estimate of earnings CAGR in India. So I would suggest, I would feel that these are markets where one should be mainly exposed to the large caps. You should be reasonably diversified across sectors. And most important, your return expectations have to be realistic. India's GDP in nominal terms is growing 10-12%. So I think that is what is the sustainable long-term compounding opportunity in local currency terms that India offers.
What about the asset mix itself? How much would you allocate to equities? How much do you think would be prudent to allocate to debt, if at all? And gold, that's been, you know, outperforming every other asset class over the last 5-10 years.
So gold is very hard to call. It's a global asset and there are multiple factors that impact that: interest rates, currencies, decisions by large countries, etc. So, but let me focus instead on fixed income versus equities. Given the tax concessions or concessional rate of tax that equities enjoy, I think there is clearly a case for higher allocation to equities. But having said that, equities are always volatile and your exposure to equities should be guided or be limited by your tolerance for volatility, both in a financial sense and emotional sense. Let me point out one more thing here. There is a difference between volatility and risk.
Right.
As your holding period increases, the risk in equities tends to reduce.
Right.
So we should just be aware that volatility is not risk, in my opinion. Permanent loss of capital or returns is what is risk and which reduces sharply if your holding periods increase.
Oh, wonderful. That's why they call you the legend, right? That was a truly insightful conversation. Thank you so much for your time, Prashant. We hope our listeners gained valuable perspectives on the market, investment opportunities, understood the difference between mutual funds and alternative investment funds as well. We'll be back with another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thank you so much for watching.